A new play opening tonight in Boston is the final production for the Israeli stage after 9 seasons. The play, titled The Return, explores the rift between two cultures through the relationship of a Jewish Israeli woman and a Palestinian Israeli man. We talked about the play with the director of the Israeli stage, Guy Ben-Aaron.
The Return is about a relationship between an Israeli-Palestinian man, an mechanic who works for the army, and a Jewish-Israeli woman who returns from his past 13 years later. What it addresses is an encounter between two people, their desires, their convictions, and at the same time an encounter between two peoples, the Palestinians and the Jews, who are living side by side within a small piece of land.
Why, from your point of view, is it important that your company brings the conflict to the fore as your last production?
I think it's really important, especially now in our deeply divisive political times, to find avenues towards empathy. And I think what the arts can show us is an opportunity to imagine what it would be like to be in somebody else's shoes.
Let's talk about the play a little bit more. The struggle between the characters' different backgrounds plays out throughout the story on stage. Here is a sneak peek at one of the play's most intense scenes.
Would you have gone with me if you knew I was Arab?
No.
There, then.
I am just trying to be honest. That is how I was then. That is not me anymore. Look, I did something I regret, and I want to make it better.
You are not making it better. You still don't understand. You put me in danger by walking in the door.
I am not dangerous. I want to help.
This Jewish Israeli woman has come back to confront her past. And the fact that she may have acted from a place of bigotry. There's a price to pay for people who are in relationship between Palestinian Israelis and Jewish Israelis. You grow up with a sense that this is your enemy. And if you are outwardly showcasing compassion, empathy, and standing side by side in solidarity with the other person's struggles, that may have its toll on you.
Well, let's play another soundbite here from a rehearsal that we attended, in which the man talks about what it's like to be Palestinian in Israel and the stigma that he faces.
I struggle every day to abide by certain conditions. Me and many others, we just try to stay quiet, hold our heads down, and then you walk in the door like a missile. Like a bomb on somebody's belt. All I had to do was recognize you and say out loud that you were you, for all that to come to an end.
What do you want people, especially the audience, to understand about what these characters are experiencing and how it translates to real life?
I think often with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, people are forced to choose a side. Often contrary to logic, it goes with emotion. My hopes with this play is that we are able not to change minds or to change people's hearts, but to open them just a little bit to the experiences of someone who's not like them.
This is, as we pointed out, the Israeli stage's final production. What does that mean for you, Guy?
I'm not ready to reveal all of that yet. But what I'm looking at next is a venture that's equally social as it is cultural. What if we can actually use the theater to create a shared experience and then have folks get to know people who they wouldn't normally get to know and get to know what they don't know?
Guy Ben-Aaron, director of the Israeli stage, thanks a lot for coming in, and nice to be able to talk to you at times over the years.
Thanks so much, Bob.
The Israeli stage play, The Return, will play at the Calderwood Pavilion at the Boston Center for the Arts until May 19th. After each performance, there will be a public discussion.